Dr. Judy Blume in the house. Good morning.
Good morning, EJ. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to Thursday. The new show is out. What is it?
Cougar Town with Courtney Cox.
Cougar Town.
And also, of course, John and Kate Gosselin. Well, at least John dating a much younger nanny.
Yeah. We want to get into some cougar talk this morning, Dr. Judy.
Yeah, and cougars work both ways, don't they? Younger girls with older guys, younger guys with older girls, and what is that all about?
We got this new TV show out, Cougar Town, and, you know, there are a lot of cougars out there.
and very proud cougars.
Men and women, even though they only call the women the cougars. I don't know, what would you call the guys?
Pimp. I don't know what you would call a Hugh Hefner type of guy.
Very, very rich. How's that?
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. The man.
There you go.
But very rich is probably, you're right on. Somehow she sees a lot of green all of a sudden.
Right.
But we're talking about, you know, John and Kate. They're in the news a lot, especially John, because he is seeing a 25-year-old nanny, so much younger than he is. And is that a trend in Hollywood, especially Cougar Town coming out, glamorizing the fact that somebody is 10 years older or younger, whichever direction we're going, male, female, is that something that is a good thing? I mean, is it good?
Is it
okay?
No, it's one more instance of Hollywood presenting basically anything they can to stir up controversy and anything they can to make people think of doing things that probably aren't real smart or good for them. But it's, you know, it brings up a lot of questions about people just in general dating others who are either much younger or much older, meaning more than 10 years in either direction. And that's, you know, that's a whole problematic area to get into when you start dating. It doesn't mean it can't work. It does work occasionally. But there are a whole lot of reasons why people do that aren't the best ideas in the world.
Well, let me tell you this story. When I was in high school, I have two girlfriends that ended up being with much older men. So my one girlfriend was 18 years old and dating this, well, he said he was 40. Found out later as she was trying to look for a lighter for her cigarette. She's going through one of those junk drawers that you have in your kitchen. Ended up finding a birthday card that said happy 50th birthday. Hello.
And she was 18.
And she's 18 and confronted him about it and had to finally admit that, yes, I'm 50 years old and not in fact, going to be 40. I think he said he was like 39, going to be 40. Years later, I found out, because I've been out of high school for a long time, that she ended up marrying the guy. And he wasn't a rich guy at all. He was a substitute teacher.
Right. And in cases like that, a lot of the time it's that the girl has real daddy kind of issues, you know, where an absent father or emotionally, absent father or a father who's abusive in some manner, so she's looking to be rescued, right?
And the dad is, yes, there, but unemotionally there.
Unemotionally there, right, exactly. So that's usually what underlies the girl's decision in those kinds of cases. Or just a real desire to get out of the house because of untenable conditions in the house, and she looks at this guy as somebody who can rescue her from that. So it's this whole rescue thing.
What about the guy, though? I mean, 50 going after an 18-year-old.
Every guy's fantasy, right?
Really?
A lot of guys, you know, that is their fantasy, is to be with some, you know, hot young babe.
It's all about the exterior. It can't be because of the brain.
Yeah, right, because of the brains, definitely. You know, because it's, you know, again, it's their ego, right? You know, makes me look good. Hey, I got this hot girl who's just, you know, a hot young girl, and she's after me, and every guy is drooling over me, you know, and thinking I'm getting hot sex, you know?
Trophy wife.
Right, and you know, that all of that wears off real quickly. And, you know, let's look at our 18 and 32, and a 50-year-old, that's a 32-year age difference, right?
Huge.
What do they have in common? Tell me, beyond maybe sex, really, you know, and that's only going to be for a short while because the guy's going to get too old. What's going to happen when she's 50 and now he's 82, right?
So Hugh Hefner is not having sex with those young girls that he claims to be his girlfriend. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Judy? Because I obviously was confused by the whole thing.
Well, you know, if it's not sexual, then it's some other reason why somebody is making that big leap. And again, there are always exceptions, you know, for anything.
Him is but, it's an image, I think.
Yeah. It may not be money somebody's attracted to. It may be power, you know, or it may be image, or it may be fame, or it may be a lifestyle, or, you know, there are all kinds of reasons why people might kind of gravitate towards that kind of a decision. Again, either direction, you know, with women, a lot, you know, I think a lot of women think about going out with younger guys because they find that guys their age and older, since men tend to age more quickly than women do, become just too old for them. Hmm. They're not keeping up with the women. So the women start looking younger. You know, women tend to, you know, just in general, again, in general, take a whole lot better care of themselves. So it's, you know, they're going to turn around, and certainly somebody like a Courtney Cox, you know, who's, you know, drop-dead gorgeous, is going to be available for anybody younger or older that she chooses, right? But, you know, the whole idea being, I'm going to go after the best. You know, we've got this kind of built-in genetic predisposition to picking the best gene mate possible. And even if we're not having kids, even if that's not what our deal is, but it's just that innate thing that we're born with, where we're attracted to people who we kind of innately feel would produce the best kids.
And I think you might think that you can be with somebody who's 10 years older and 10 years younger than yourself. So we're asking you, what do you think about dating somebody much older or much younger than yourself, like a 10-year difference?
Yeah, is it okay?
Yeah, you give us a call.
Yeah, 10 plus in either direction.
Right.
Within 10, it's not that big a deal, okay? But more than 10 is where it starts getting problematic. So, yeah, let's ask the listeners, what do you think, and have you done that? Have you gone out with somebody who is that much older or that much younger, either direction?
Or are you in a relationship like that right now? Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you think about dating somebody 10 years younger, older, or even more?
Well, my boyfriend is actually 13 years older than me.
Okay.
And it's good. I'm thinking maybe it's because I'm more mature than most girls my age. And when I dated guys around my age or a little bit older, it always ended up as they were way too immature for me. And when I met this guy, he was just do what he wanted in life and was mature. So it's been working ever since, and it's been about 3 years.
And how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Judy, that actually is a really interesting thing because I hear that a lot, the maturity level. Does that matter when it comes to...
Yeah, and it does make sense. The caller's right that, you know, sometimes, especially, again, because women mature more quickly than guys do. She's 24, right? So a 24-year-old girl, in general, is a lot more mature than a 24, 25-year-old guy. So they are going to be attracted on a maturity level sometimes to a guy who's a bit older. And 13, again, 13 is a little outside that boundary, but not a whole lot outside that boundary.
Right.
And you know, so that's a possibility that down the line could work. Again, though, the problem is as you get older, okay, so as that guy moves more into middle age and the 24-year-old is still, you know, in her late 20s or early 30s at that point, right, then it starts becoming a lot more difficult because you've got different energy levels, different interests, different things that you want in your life perhaps at that point, okay? So that's where it starts creeping in. Also, again, that cultural reference point, you know, there are things that happened when, you know, a 24-year-old was growing up. I mean, I have a 24-year-old daughter, you know, and there are things that have happened in her lifetime, and the music that she grew up with and the, you know, reference points that she's got in her own life that are really different from somebody who's 13 years older, that, you know, the 37-year-old grew up in a different decade, really.
Yeah.
So, and that's where it starts really getting kind of a disconnect. Hmm. As a relationship develops down the line.
You can see that. I see that often when I'm talking to somebody in their 20s, now that I'm 38. Mm-hmm. I say something that I think everybody should know about.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, TV show or a movie or something like that.
Right.
And they look at me like, what? And I'm like, holy cow, they were a kid when that came out. No wonder why they don't know anything about that. And
exactly.
And you forget. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you some Five for Fighting
tickets.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kelly. What do you think about all this, the older, younger thing?
Well, I am going to be 30 in a few months, and my husband is 53.
Wow.
Hey, now. And when? How long ago did you guys meet?
We got married 2.5 years ago, and we were together for a year before that.
Wow.
Huh. And how is it?
It's great. I think I'm one of the exceptions.
Okay. You know? Like the 1% maybe?
Yeah, I guess, whatever it is.
Jeez. He must be a very good-looking 50-year-old.
He's adorable.
Yeah. I've seen some 50-year-olds that took very good care of themselves from a very young age. I can't even believe they're 50.
Yeah.
I don't know if that goes, if that's the way it is for you. Do you think you're a lot more mature than most ladies at 30?
I do. I've always dated older. The serious relationship that I was in before him was with a man 20 years older than me. And it's just, you know, I've tried to go back and date guys my age, and they suck.
And so you guys connect
on an
intellectual level, and it's not a weird or where he looks at you going, you're so young.
Oh, sometimes it's weird, the reactions that you get from people. You get over it. It's silly, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, it's like if you're in love, doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Hold on. We're going to give you some tickets.
Yeah, thank you for your call. Dr. Judy, what do you think about that difference, 23 years?
Well, is the caller still on the line? I'd like to ask.
Yeah.
So what about these things like planning family, that kind of thing? Do either of you want kids? Has he had kids?
Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer, are you guys planning on having kids?
Yeah. We do want kids. Maybe in a couple years.
In a couple years. And he's already 50-something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't mean you can't do that. Obviously, you know, a guy can have kids as late as he wants. But it does mean, and I'm just talking about looking at reality here, right? If you're going to wait a couple years, he's going to be into his mid-50s. That means when that kid is a teenager, he's going to be in his mid or late 70s at that point. And the problem, again, is that disconnect in terms of the kid and the dad at that point. It doesn't matter if the kid's a boy or a girl. Either one, you know, you're growing up essentially with a guy who's old enough to be your grandfather, and it's a completely different kind of relationship. And, of course, there's also a higher risk that the person may not be around. You know, so it offers its own problems and challenges because as people get older, their energy levels in particular really tend to change. And it doesn't mean that, again, there's always exceptions. It doesn't mean that it can't work, but the odds aren't in your favor. That's all. I mean, the odds aren't in your favor. You know, I wonder also, how did your own parents react to your decision to be marry somebody who's that much older than you?
Well, initially it was weird for the whole family, but my parents kind of being used to, this being, with me, I guess, they love him. It was very accepted within my family.
Cause you know, what are they going to do? That happened with my girlfriend. They just went, well, what do you do?
Right.
She's going to marry him and they're going to live their life, so you either support them or not support them, and most families are going to support you, especially if they are treating you right.
If your relationship is decent with your family to begin with, then most families will adapt. That's correct. You know, they may not be thrilled about it, but they'll accept it.
It seems challenging enough to try to find somebody, and then when you do find somebody, then they end up being 20 years different. You're like, damn it.
Right.
It's like too much damn work. We're talking about cougars and different ages and all that. Good morning. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think about all this, the age difference?
Well, I'm 18.
Yeah.
And my friend just recently got married, and she's 20, and we're both in college. So, you know, she's barely starting her career. And she just married a guy that is 38 years old. And, I mean, this guy has kids. He has two children. I think one's 10 and the other one's 8. And I think it's horrible. I mean, I think, you know, my friend's really attractive. And I just think it's a waste of her time. You know, the guy has children. I think she should start her life with her own, you know, her own children, not some other, you know, that sounds bad, but I mean, I just think she should start her own life, you know, with some guy that doesn't have any children, seven, it's her age.
Does she know how you feel about this?
I've talked to her. I'm really good friends with her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, before, I was in her wedding, and I told her, I said, you know, I mean, the guy's a nice guy, you know, he's really nice, and he does have money, in fact, he does. He's really wealthy. Really wealthy. I think that's why, one of the reasons, you know, she kind of kept him, but.
You think?
But, I mean, he is a nice guy. I mean, nothing against the guy. It's just, I think this guy already has kids. Not the fact, he doesn't even, you know, has two children. You know, my friend's really young, and, you know, she barely started off in college, and I'm like, you know, you have your whole life ahead of you. Why are you going to be here with some guy that has two kids, you know, with some other woman?
Well, yeah. You probably think your friend's life is starting to peak, and his is already kind of starting to wind down. So that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The girl's in her early 20s, and she's still going to want to go to the clubs. You know, even if she's kind of feeling like she's over it for now, you know, give it a year or two. And when it's not quite as exciting in the relationship as it is in the beginning, and when the reality of having stepchildren sets in, because it's a very difficult thing to do. It's a difficult thing to do at any age, but it's really difficult to do when you're, you know, only 10 years older than the kids you're now a step-parent of, right?
Well, hopefully they talked about kids, because he has some and he doesn't want any more, and she's, you know, 20 years old. She probably wants kids.
Yeah, she probably, and even if she isn't sure at this point in her life, that, you know, at 20, by the time she gets to be 30, she may have some real, you know, real feelings about that, and if, you know, she's entering into the marriage with the idea that, well, it doesn't matter to me, but now all of a sudden it does. That isn't fair either, right? That puts him in a position where, you know, it was not what the original agreement was.
Okay? Dr. Judy, let's say a woman is 70 and the guy is 81.
Mm-hmm.
At that age, does it really matter?
Yeah, you know, I think at that age it probably doesn't.
Okay.
Right.
You know, you do kind of cross that threshold at some point where age difference, it really doesn't make any difference, because
okay,
you're both kind of at that same point in your life, you know.
Yeah, I figured probably not. I just.
But that 70-year-old woman might want to consider whether she really is going to want to be taken care of an 81-year-old man, because, again, men just, again, in general, tend to age a lot more quickly than women do.
And, yeah, we live longer.
So you're recommending.
We live longer and they age quicker.
So yep.
You're recommending women should go after younger men then.
Well, yeah, I think when you're in your 70s, absolutely, right?
I guess at some point, what do you have to lose, right?
Exactly.
You ain't getting any younger.
And your suggestion is don't go over 10 plus years.
Yeah, that you know, consider that your parameters. 10 either way is sort of, you're probably okay. More than that, you know, you're taking a risk.
Right. All right. Well, this was a fun topic, Cougar Talk. We like this.
I had to count between my boyfriend and me. It's 8 years.
I want people to think of it as cat. Okay, I've decided everything should have a, you know, be a Judy's small animal. So Dr. Judy's small animal this week is cat. Consider the problems, look at the alternatives, and then take action.
All right,
cats. That's easy to remember.
Cat. I like that. Okay, very cool. All right, Dr. Judy, what's your website once again for everybody?
Dr. Judy at drjudybloom.com, and Judy's with an I, and Bloom is like a flower.
All right, we will talk to you next Thursday.
Talk to you then.